Act 10 is going to work its way back up through the Supreme Court. There are going to be probably litigation over some of the voucher and the changes in school choice. There's going to be issues on the voter ID, and that's going to work its way up. The mining law that has been so controversial in the legislative branch, I think, will work its way to the court. And other bills that will come out of the legislature and wind up being signed by the governor will wind up at the court. So they're going to have their hands full, I think, with a lot of litigation that affects a lot of people in the state of Wisconsin, both in terms of policy and individual rights.
Why did the campaign not rise to the level of the past few we've experienced?
I think in part it's because there's voter fatigue. With voters having gone through contentious gubernatorial race, recall race, and then the presidential race, in some ways I understand it as a voter and a citizen that people get tired. And it's also complicated to understand what the dynamics are at the Supreme Court, what the importance of that election is. You know, that's such an important position, both in terms of their only seven justices and also that they sit for 10 years.
What kind of shape do you think the Wisconsin Supreme Court is in? I mean, it's going to be the same seven folks going forward now.
Yeah, I think the Supreme Court has immense challenges on trying to work together as a collegial body, because that's what they are. They're obviously some very, very serious differences on the court. You know, there's the problem with the discipline case that's in limbo and looks like it can't go anywhere. And they have not been able to work well with each other. That independent third branch of government, the courts, are really the checks and balances on both the executive branch and the legislative branch. And frankly, any time those two branches of government are the same party, I think the court has a very important role to sort of be a check and balance and to look at the issues in a judicial lens and to make sure that the Constitution is followed and that case law is followed, and to be able to give some kind of stability to the law in the state, regardless of where the partisan politics are going.